KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Two luminaries of Saturday Night Live are reunited in the Skeleton Twins, Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader. It's hard to say if they give wonderful comic performances with a tragic dimension or wonderful dramatic performances with a comic dimension. What's easy to say is the key word, wonderful, and it applies equally to the film. This short, sweet, and stirring feature was directed by Craig Johnson from a script he wrote with Mark Heyman. Very quickly sweeps away any distinctions between funny and serious. The film plays to the antic gifts of its stars, but it also turns them loose to explore deeper regions of hurt and love in a story of troubled twins reunited by near tragedy. Maggie and Milo haven't so much as spoken to each other for a decade. Milo is gay, a wannabe actor who's ended up living a solitary life waiting tables in L.A. Maggie is straight and married, the ostensibly successful one with a job as a dental hygienist and a nice little house in upstate New York. But ostensibly is another key word because neither sibling is free of the torment that both separates and binds them. We get to meet one source of their grief, their mother, Judy. She's played by Joanna Gleason in a wonderfully grotesque visitation that says all we need to know about controlling, withholding narcissism. Judy missed her daughter's wedding because of an insight retreat. Yet she's insight-free when it comes to understanding why her kids have avoided her as well as each other like the plague. Mom's brief turn is enjoyable, but it's a tribute to the story as a whole that her presence isn't needed. The same goes for the flashbacks. They're certainly evocative, but everything we need to know about Maggie and Milo is vividly dramatized in the present. We can see the children they were from how they are with each other now. Witty, wary, reflexively ruseful, sometimes brutal, still infantile in their toxic dishonesty, yet yearning for and capable of the transforming joys of intimacy. The co-stars slip in and out of these states of being with bullet train velocity. They turn fine writing into great characters. Quick-witted Maggie, wounded and wounding. Wide-eyed Milo, too smart for his own tiny room and rueful about life with good reason. And in a uniformly superb cast, Luke Wilson is touchingly funny as Maggie's arrow-straight husband, Lance. This is only the second feature for the director. The first was True Adolescence, but Craig Johnson's work with his actors is impeccable and his style is freewheeling, from the delicacy of the twins' first tentative encounters to serial explosions that include a crazed adventure in dental hygiene and a triumphant duet, lip-synced to Starship's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, that transports Maggie and Milo to a happier time. Far from an insight retreat, The Skeleton Twins is an insight delight. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.